will be rolled back in, played by the Blue Jacks and Brody Benedict. Benedict gets it back to neutral. Teagan Rasmus gives it over to Hendrix Damrell. Damrell into the zone. Damrell between the circles. Now Rasmus, a shot, gets deflected wide of the cage. Puck into the right corner, played by Hendrix Damrell. Damrell has it taken away by the Blue Jacks. Back up ice comes EMU with the puck as Jackson Pierce has it knocked away and stolen. Teagan Rasmus, but now the puck deflected, picked up again by Teagan, and he'll dump it in deep. Puck is now to the right faceoff circle. Puck played by the Blue Jacks and Jackson Pierce. Pierce moves it right-hand side, Kanan Jaakki. Jaakki will cross the red line and dump it in deep. Puck in behind the cage, slowed down by Julian Scalcucci for the Warriors. Here comes West, 2-on-2. Cooper DePoit into the offensive zone. DePoit trying to get around the defenseman. DePoit in front, DePoit, a shot. It's stopped by Chase Clebineau. Good rush up the right-hand side that time by Cooper DePoit for the Warriors. Puck is cleared back to the Wausau West zone, picked up again by Shea Jones. Jones lost it. Coming back to play it now for the Warriors will be Chase Crass. Down to 6.5 minutes to go, first period. 3-0 Warriors. Here comes Crass into the offensive zone. Turns the corner. Crass goes behind the... Oh, he looked like he was going behind the cage. And at the last moment, on a bad angle, scoots it between the pads of Chase Klebanow for the goal. He fooled me. He got so deep, I thought he was going behind the cage. And at the last moment, Crass able to flip it right between the pads. Beautiful finish by Crass. Makes it 4-0 Warriors, 10 minutes and 35 seconds of the first period. That's just a skill play by Chase Crass. Wow. For Chase Crass on the season, he continues to rack up the numbers as the Warriors get it up ice quickly, Xander DeBio. But for Chase Crass, his 18th goal already this season. I shouldn't say already. We're almost to the end of the regular season. But now with this, Drake Kuharski got tripped up, but no arm goes up. Puck is dumped in deep by the Warriors. Puck is played in behind the EMU zone net. Back to the point. Teagan Rasmus fires it just wide of the cage. Now Drake Kuharski keeping it in deep. Unassisted goal for Crass. Puck back to center, played by Drake Kuharski. Trying to get it towards Xander DeBio. Puck is now played at neutral. Picked up by the Blue Jacks. Here comes Parker Klebanow. Klebanow, right faceoff circle. Headed not the way. Rolls in. Puck comes loose right in front, but cleared by the Warriors. Driving head first to try and grab it was Julian Scalcucci, but could not freeze it. That led to an opportunity. Now Teagan Rasmus, a shot. Save made by Chase Klebanow and deflects it out of play. 4-0 Wausau West. Again, yesterday, the new rankings came out from WisconsinPrepHockey.net. During the course of the first intermission, we'll talk about that. Warriors back in the rankings after a one-week sabbatical. Face off to the right of Chase Klebanow in net for the Blue Jacks. Puck back to the point. Shea Jones tried a one-timer. That time did not get all of it. Similar to the play that he scored the first goal. Right point. Again, Jones fumbles it, but kept in by the Warriors. Nice job by Caden Boleyn keeping it in. He'll roll it in deep behind the cage. Left corner, Cade Damrell. Damrell along the boards. Damrell stick handles. Damrell still has it. Right-hand side to Jones. Moves it near side. Hendrix Damrell. Hendrix fires it. And fighting it off is Chase Klebanow for the Blue Jacks. And the deflection goes all the way back into the Wausau West zone. 5:15 to go, first period. 4-0 Warriors. Long outlet pass. Does not connect, but does roll deep into the EMU zone. Puck moved to the near side boards. Trying to grab it is Caden Boleyn. Still fighting for it. Puck is back to center ice. Joel Gravin. Gravin will dump it in for the Warriors. Takes a bounce off the near side boards. Right on net. Stick to side by Chase Klebanow. But now the Blue Jacks will try and set things up. EMU outlet pass does not connect. Gets deflected by the Warriors. Goes all the way down into the Wausau West zone. Teagan Rasmus will chase it down for the Warriors. Rasmus to Owen Pergalski. Up to center. Cooper to point. Cooper could not handle it. Puck is taken away by Kanan Jaakki. Jaakki gives it over to Pago. Pago into the zone. Pago right faceoff circle. A shot and a good save by Julian Scalcucci. Opportunity that time for Zach Pago for EMU. But first really tough stop secured by Julian Scalcucci. Puck back to neutral ice. Puck, the stick is knocked out of the hands of Joel Gravin, but he's trying to use his skates to move it forward. But now the Blue Jacks will roll it in deep. Teagan Rasmus will chase it down below the goal. Teagan moves on the near side, gets it ahead. Now here comes Cooper DePoit. DePoit trying to work his way in. Cooper goes down. Again, no arm goes up. Puck into the zone. Left-hand side, Chase Crass. Kress had it knocked away. Puck still loose below the goal line. Picked up again by the Warriors and Pergalski. Pergalski moves it on the left-hand side to Ethan Rohde. Rohde will fire it. Goes over the crossbar, off the glass, and deflects back to center ice. Puck is played by the Warriors. Ethan Rohde, left-hand side, gets it ahead. Into the zone, Kress, good move. Kress comes in front. Kress could not get the shot off as he was taken down, and a penalty coming up on EMU. That was probably a good penalty for the Blue Jacks, because if they don't take Chase Kress down, it's one on the goalie, and in all likelihood, Chase Kress is putting that one in the back of the net. So with 3:29 to go in the first period, the Warriors will get another opportunity on the power play, trying to extend a 4-0 lead. Face off to the left of Chase Klebanow in net for the Blue Jacks. Warriors win the draw. Right-hand side, Joe Gravine moves it to Rohde. Rohde back to Gravine. Gravine whiffs on the shot attempt. Rolls in below the goal line. Picked up by West. Behind the cage. Back on the right-hand side, Joe Gravine. Gravine along the far side boards. Rolled down low, Cade Damrell. Damrell to the near side corner. Damrell still with the puck. Damrell back to the point, Ethan Rohde. Rohde back to Damrell. Damrell to Rohde, left point. Moves it right-hand side, Gravine. Gravine, right face-off circle, fires it. Save is made by Klebanow. Deflected below the goal line, left-hand side. Puck is battle for along the boards. Hendricks Damrell picks it up. Hendricks, the shot gets blocked. And taking the worst of it was Rohde Benedict. Hopped on his left foot after he took that shot. Right-hand side, Gravine. Gravine, a shot. And fighting that one off again is Chase Klebanow and knocks it out of play. 2:39 to go first period. 1:09 to go on the Wausau West power play. And the Warriors with a 4-0 lead. Face-off will be to the left of Chase Klebanow in net. Face-off is won by the Warriors. With it is Rohde. Moves it left-hand side to Jones. Jones fires it right into the equipment of Klebanow. He'll knock it down and then cover it up. So another face-off in the offensive zone for the Warriors with 1:01 to go on the power play. After tonight, another penalty is going to be called, and this one will be called on Tegan Rasmus of the Warriors. So that will end the power play. We'll have 4-on-4 hockey for a minute one, followed by 59 seconds of power play time for the Blue Jacks. Face off left of Julian Scalcucci. Face off is fought for. Puck is played by the Warriors. Ethan Rohde behind the cage. Shea Jones. Jones will get it ahead. Now through center ice. Here comes Cooper DePoit. DePoit gets triple teamed, but the puck comes to Pergalski. Pergalski, a shot and a goal! Well, that's what happens, because Cooper DePoit got triple teamed. And that left Owen Pergalski there to pick up the deflection. One on the goalie and rip it past Chase Klebanow to make it 5-0 Warriors. 14 minutes and 44 seconds, the time of that goal. 5 different goal scorers here for the Warriors. Face-off taken by the Blue Jacks. Zach Pagel into the offensive zone. Pagel drops it off. Jackson Pierce. Pierce gives it away. Picked up by the Warriors. Flipped high into the air. They thought it hit the ceiling, but apparently not. And then covered up by the goaltender, Chase Klebanow. So 4-on-4 hockey for another 31 seconds. 2:01 to go. First period, 5-0 West. Warriors continuing their momentum that they've had for the last, month and a half? Only one loss. Puck comes in front, deflected back to the point. Shea Jones, a shot. Goes off the backboards hard, and then sticked aside by the goalie, Klebanow. Now left-hand side. Cooper DePoit fighting for the puck, and another goal! Fighting was Cooper DePoit, and the puck again came to Owen Pergalski. And for the second time on this shift, Owen Pergalski, using some good work from Cooper DePoit, gets the goal. 6-0 West, 1:46 to go in the first period. So the sophomore lighting the lamp yet again. Owen Pergalski now with his 12th and 13th goals of the season. But again, coming out here, coming in as a favor tonight, as we have a whistle and a penalty right off the faceoff. But for Wausau West, it's about continuing to play well, and they know they're going to have a tough one on Thursday. Second place battle in the WVC with DC Everest. Evergreens are 6-3 in the conference. Warriors are 5-2. Again, right here at Marathon Park on Thursday night, 7 o'clock faceoff, 6:50 airtime on 98.9 WXCO. So now in 8 seconds, it will be 59 seconds of 5-on-3 power play time for the Blue Jacks. Joe Gravine called for a slash. In behind the cage, played by Xander DeBile, moves it to Jake Hain. Hain will clear it all the way down ice, and now the 5-on-3 begins for EMU. Chance here for the Blue Jacks late in the first period. Off the left-hand side, Jackson Pierce. Pierce over the red line. Pierce over the blue line. Left faceoff circle, rips a shot. Wide of the cage, it goes over the glass into the netting and out of play.
Wausau West goal, scored by number 9, Cooper DePoit, unassisted.
They called number 9, Cooper DePoit, but that's number 9, Owen Pergalski. So I'm going to... We'll keep it with Owen for now. We'll wait and see. But now face off in the offensive zone for the Blue Jacks. Puck deflected into the right corner. Picked up by West and Cooper DePoit. Here comes DePoit through center ice. DePoit into the offensive zone. Left-hand side. Goes in behind the cage. DePoit will pick it up. Turns. Fires in front. Deflected behind the cage. Owen Pergalski feeds it in front. Nobody there. Deflects to the point and goes back to center ice. Now played by the Warriors and trying to dump it in deep. Unable to do so. Picked up at neutral by Brody Tranto. Tranto will dump it in deep. 40 seconds in the period. 8 seconds on the first penalty on the Warriors. Puck is played by EMU, fed in front, taken away by Pergalski. Pergalski back through center. Pergalski into the offensive zone, gets hit hard into the boards. Puck is now played by the Blue Jacks, down to a 5-on-4 power play. 22 seconds in the period. Through center, Riker Remington. Remington turns the corner. Remington in front. Remington, a shot and a save made by Julian Scalcucci. 15.5 seconds to go in the period. 38 seconds to go on the Blue Jack power play. 6-0 West with the lead. It's going to be a little bit of an extended intermission. It is youth hockey night. We're going to see some of those youth hockey players out on the rink. And then in the second intermission, the three coaches for the Blue Jacks, Warriors, and the Central Wisconsin Storm, they're going to get slimed to raise money for youth hockey. Warriors will clear the puck. Jake Hain trying to chase it down for Wausau West. Down to 4 seconds in the period. Blue Jacks will take it. Final seconds will tick off, and the period will come to an end. But a good first period for the Wausau West Warriors. They'll take a 6-0 lead into the locker room. We'll come back, recap the scoring of this one, look at the state rankings and more coming up next. This is Wausau West High School Hockey on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club is a proud supporter of our broadcast of Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club would also like to thank their program sponsors for supporting the Warrior Hockey Program and the Wausau West Hockey Invitational. Those supporters include Godorzi, First Impressions, Focus Financial, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Four Seasons Gulf of Wausau. Please pay them a visit and thank them for their support of Wausau West Warrior Hockey.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Cloverbelt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Cloverbelt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
I'll never forget the day I decided to go out for the football team. Mr. Banks, the JV football coach and my history teacher, asked me to stay after class. I thought I was in trouble. He said, "Hey, Darius, have you thought about going out for football? I think you'd be great." Fact is, I never played football. Fact is, I never had anyone tell me I'd be great at something. So, with no experience at all, I signed up. And a week later, I padded up and was running drills on the field. I never was great, but playing high school sports was one of the greatest experiences of my life. I was accepted by my teammates, and I learned that when someone believes in you, you can believe in yourself.
Encourage a student you know to take part in a high school sport. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Ice Arena, as all the players have stayed out because it is youth hockey night and some of the squirts are out there. The War Jack squirts. And to my left on a knee are the Blue Jacks. To my right on a knee are the Wausau West Warriors out there supporting the youth, the future players that will be part of this Kuhlman Cup game in the future. And here after one period of play, it is Wausau West with a 6-0 lead over East Merrill United. Let's take a look at the scoring of this first period. For the Warriors, they got on the board first. Shea Jones at 1 minute even. One-timer from the right point. Ethan Rohde and Caden Boleyn with the assist. And the Warriors had a 1-0 lead. Warriors would then score shorthanded at 4:03. Cooper DePoit would light the lamp. Chase Crass and Ethan Rohde with the assist to make it 2-0. Then the Warriors on the power play at 5:39 would score again. This time, Joe Gravine from the point. Ethan Rohde, another assist. He had assists on the first three goals of the game. And Cade Damrow also had an assist on that goal. And that would make it 3-0. The Warriors would make it 4-0 at 10:35. Unassisted goal. Beautiful finish. Great skill play by Chase Crass. And then at 14:44, making it 5-0, was Owen Pergalski with an assist going to Cooper DePoit, and then I forgot to put the time down on the final goal, the sixth goal, but late in the first period, roughly 16 minutes, Owen Pergolski with the goal, and that would make it 6-0 Wausau West, and that is the end of the first period. 22 shots on net for Wausau West in the first period. 16 saves made by Blue Jack goaltender Chase Klebanow. 9 shots on net for the Blue Jacks, and 9 saves made by Wausau West goaltender Julian Scalcucci. So 6-0, Wausau West with the lead. Again tonight, if you're tuned in, we are live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and on the Civic Media app. Tonight, over on 98.9 WXCO, Tom Weaver is over at the Marathon High School Gym for a Merrowood Conference South Division boys basketball game. The Marathon Red Raiders and the Newman Catholic Cardinals. And at halftime of that one, Marathon leads over Newman Catholic by a score of 30-16. So again, if you are interested in Marathon and Newman and boys basketball, you can catch that live tonight over on 98.9 WXCO. Looking ahead at our upcoming broadcast schedule here on WXCO, tomorrow we have the big high school sports show. I'll be joined by former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress, and we will talk about what's going on in high school basketball and hockey. Plus, we'll have special guests. We were trying to get the head coach of the Central Wisconsin Storm, Jana Wimmer, on to join us tomorrow, but I talked to her here tonight, and she had told me over the weekend she had lost her voice. And believe me, if there's anybody that knows about losing one's voice recently, it's myself. So we were going to, hey, we'll wait a few days, see whether or not it will work. I ran into her because her team practiced here today, and she has no voice. So we're going to hopefully have Jana Wimmer on next week on the show. So we are looking to line up another guest for our coach guest tomorrow at 6:25. I do know for our student-athlete guest, we will be joined by Wausau West boys basketball senior, outstanding performer, leader for what's been a terrific season for the Warrior boys, Griffin Lang. So Griffin Lang will be our student-athlete guest coming up tomorrow night at 7:06. 6 till 8 p.m., the big high school sports show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And then Thursday night, we'll be back here at the Marathon Park Ice Arena as the Wausau West Warriors will take on the D.C. Everest Evergreens. 6:50 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening faceoff. Friday night, we'll be with West and Everest, but on the hardwood. Wausau West boys at D.C. Everest Friday night, 7 o'clock pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip right here on 98.9 WXCO. And then a massive girls hockey game coming up on Saturday. Number 2 ranked Central Wisconsin Storm, number 3 ranked Superior Spartans. I'll be at Greenheck Turner for that one. 1:50 for the pregame, 2 o'clock for the opening faceoff Saturday. So again, another busy week. We are heading down the stretch. This weekend is the seeding meetings for high school hockey. So we'll find out where the Warriors and the Storm set up as we hope to be with both those teams at the state tournament in Madison. The youth players have cleared the ice. The Zamboni is just starting its work. So again, bit of an extended intermission, and we will have the second period coming up in just a few minutes. When we come back, we're going to look at the state rankings. Just came out this week from Wisconsin Prep Hockey. That's coming up next. 6-0 Wausau West over East Merrill United. This is Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites. We're about building our community, too. That's why, for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
To the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
And Chad Holmes again from the Marathon Park Ice Arena. A bit of an extended intermission because of the youth hockey night. Zamboni doing its work as Wausau West leads over East Merrill United by a score of 6-0. Again, the Warriors coming in playing some really good hockey. They are 14-5 in the season, 5-2 in the Valley. Of course, had a big win on Saturday over at New Richmond, 6-4. Hopefully you caught that game right here on 98.9 WXCO. And that helped the Warriors move into the top six rankings in Division I hockey for this week. Last night, the folks at Wisconsin Prep Hockey released their Division I and Division II top sixes for the boys and the top six rankings for the girls as well. Looking at the boys' Division I top six, Stevens Point, as they have all season long, number one ranked team in the state. Panthers still perfect on the campaign at 20-0. Then in second, the Brookfield Stars. They are 18-3. They remain number three this week. Number three, a team that we will see coming up next week. Wrapping up the regular season a week from Thursday over in Nina. Nina Hortonville Menasha. Number three ranked at 15-4-1. The Warriors will travel over to Nina a week from Thursday. We will have that game as well as all the games for the Warriors on 98.9 WXCO.
East Merrill United.
Number four in D1, Fond du Lac Springs, 17-2-1. Of course, one of the teams that knocked off Wausau West back during the showdown in Titletown. Number five, Wausau West. Highest the Warriors have been ranked in a number of years, 14-5. And the team they beat on Saturday, New Richmond, remains number six at 14-5. So again, Spash, Brookfield, Neenah, Hortonville, Menasha, Fond du Lac Springs, Wausau West, and New Richmond, the top six in Division One. The boys' Division Two top six from the Great Northern Conference, Tomahawk, 17-3, number one. Number two, Somerset. Number three, McFarland. River Falls, number four. Amory, number five. And Regis Altoona McDonald, number six. So again in D2, Tomahawk, Somerset, McFarland, River Falls, Amory, and Regis Altoona McDonald. And then finally, the girls' top six, the Bay Area Ice Bears, number one. The Central Wisconsin Storm, 18-3, number two. Superior, number three. And again, I mentioned earlier, Central Wisconsin and Superior meet at Greenheck Turner coming up on Saturday afternoon. We'll have the game live, starting with the pregame show at 1:50 and the opening faceoff at 2 on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. So again, Bay Area 1, Central Wisconsin 2, Superior 3, Hayward number 4, and as again this year, Central Wisconsin, Superior, and Hayward all in the same sectional. Again, just a little bit wrong in my mind. Three of the top four teams in the state, but only one of those four will make it to the state tournament. St. Croix Valley Fusion number 5, and the Western Wisconsin Stars number 6. 6-0 Wausau West with the lead over EMU. We will have the start of the second period coming up next. This is Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club is a proud supporter of our broadcast of Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club would also like to thank their program sponsors for supporting the Warrior Hockey Program and the Wausau West Hockey Invitational. Those supporters include Eye Clinic of Wisconsin, Applegate Terrace and Wausau Manor Health Services, Subway, Stewart, Bridge, Merrill, and Rim Mountain Stores, and Bartelt Insurance Service. Please pay them a visit and thank them for their support of Wausau West Warrior Hockey.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
We continue to make progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin. We salute those who have committed their time and effort to ensure we maintain education-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games. Please don't hesitate if you want an exciting and rewarding experience. It's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. Get licensed as a contest official today by accessing the Officials tab at the top of the WIAA website at WIAAWI.org. A message from Bull Falls Radio 98.9
98.9 and 1230, and the WIAA. Keeping the education
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
And Chad Holmes back from Marathon Park. Start of period number two. Wausau West 6, East Merrill United nothing. Owen Pergalski, a pair of goals for the Warriors in the first period. Shay Jones, Cooper DePoit, Joe Gravine, and Chase Crass also lit the lamp while Julian Scalcucci made 9 saves. 22-9 edge in shots for the Warriors in period number one. Face-off, battle four at neutral ice, picked up by Chase Crass trying to work his way up ice, but then taken back by Brody Benedict for the Blue Jacks. Now into the zone. With it is Poggle. Zach Poggle fed it behind his target, Jackson Pierce. Puck played off the near side boards by the Warriors back to center. Now EMU trying to reset. Down to 4 seconds to go on their power play. Then the puck taken away by Cooper DePoit. And now we're back to 5-on-5 hockey. Puck is dumped in deep by the Warriors. Chase Crass will chase it down. No pun intended. Crass back to the point. Moves it near side. Taken there by Tegan Rasmus. His shot gets deflected wide to the near side pipe. Puck in the deep left corner. Chase Crass. Crass below the goal line trying to work his way in front. Had it poked away. Puck goes off the far side boards. Back to the point but not out. Kept in again by the Warriors. Wausau West keeping it in. Puck is now knocked down and stolen. Jackson Pierce will bang it off the boards. Get it back to center ice. Tegan Rasmus will then dump it in on net. Sticked aside by goalie Chase Klebanow. Now turned over by the Blue Jacks. Puck thrown in front, turning, firing, and a save made. Hendricks Damro, right pad save made by Klebanow. Puck is now played on the left-hand side. With it is Hendricks Damro. Puck is now deflected to the far side boards. Brody Klebanow trying to move it forward. Having a hard time getting out of their own zone right now are the Blue Jacks. Banged off the near side boards. Puck is now finally up to center ice. Played by Shea Jones for the Warriors. Moves it left over to Owen Pergalski. Warriors reset now in their own zone. Pass goes off the stick of Caden Boleyn. Knocked forward by Brody Klebanow for the Blue Jacks. Gets it over the blue line, but the Warriors get it right back. Hendricks Damro gets it to Owen Pergalski. He'll dump it in deep. Puck whipped around to the far side boards. Puck is still battle for it, now picked up by EMU. Up through center ice come the Blue Jacks. To the blue line, trying to work his way in is Brody Klebanow, but had to take it away. With it now is Hendricks Damro. Damro into the zone. Damro into the right corner. Damro behind the cage. Damro then moves it to the far side boards. Getting double teamed. Hendricks fighting for that puck. Now rolls it in deep. Goes in behind the cage. 14:47 to go. Second period. 6-0 Wausau West. Warriors. Now here come the Blue Jacks through center ice. Trying to work his way in is Poggle. Poggle goes taken down and a penalty coming up on Wausau West. Well, once Zach Poggle gets a head of steam, it becomes very, very dangerous. That time did not get the shot off because he was taken down. And again, EMU will head to the power play. 6-0 Warriors. Face-off will be in the Wausau West zone. And it looks like Shea Jones going to enter the box for the second time tonight. Sander DeBile taking the draw here for Wausau West. Fight for the puck, controlled by the Blue Jacks. Left point, Poggle. Poggle moves it right-hand side. With it is Jackson Pierce. Pierce getting pressured, moves it near side. That is Brody Klebanow back over to Poggle. Now Brody Klebanow, he has a pass deflected, goes in on net. Sticked aside by Julius Scalcucci. Back to the point. Poggle. Back to Cleveland. Out left corner. Now left point. Zach Poggle. Poggle fires it. Blocker save made by Julian Scalcucci. Puck is moved back to the point. Kept in again. Then turned over. Jake Kane. Oh, he got knocked away, or else he had a breakaway. But here comes Hain. Gets it to Xander DeBile. Back to Jake Hain. Hain in front. Hain could not control it and get a shot off. And it's covered up by Chase Klebanow. We saw Jake Hain light the lamp twice on Saturday, and that time had a shorthanded opportunity. We are in the midst of a running clock because of the 6-goal lead for Wausau West. Face off left of Chase Klebanow in net for the Blue Jacks. Face off is battle for. Puck rolled to the right corner. Picked up by Riker Remington for the Blue Jacks. Remington will move it ahead but could not connect. Puck is not kept in deep by the Warriors. Down to 38 seconds to go on the EMU power play. Puck in the right corner. Cooper to point. To point fed in front but taken away. Back up ice comes EMU and Parker Klebanow. Parker Klebanow into the zone. He will backhand it deep to the right corner. Joe Gravine whiffs on his pass to the near side. Puck is now controlled by EMU. At the left point, Riker Remington. Remington moves it left faceoff circle. That is Kanan Yonke. Yonke moves it behind the cage. Chipped away by Ethan Rohde for the Warriors. Fight for the puck. Rohde gets it back below the goal line. Rohde will bang it off the far side boards to the point. Not able to keep it in are the Blue Jacks. Now a 2-on-1 for the Warriors. Owen Pergalski back over to the point. Oh, good stick work by Riker Remington to break up that 2-on-1. Back to 5-on-5 hockey. Oh, falling down, but picking up the pass from his backside. Cooper to point, gets it over to Owen Pergalski, and his shot is stopped. Puck back to center. That was some good work by Cooper to point, even while he's sitting on his backside. Got the pass off, and the Warriors got a shot on net. Oh, turnover by the Warriors. Into the zone. Zach Poggle, one on the goalie. Shot in a goal. A turnover on the Warriors, and Zach Poggle takes advantage. Came in 1-on-1 and able to beat Julian Scalcucci and get the Blue Jacks on the board and make it 6-1 with 12:07 to go in the second period. 4 minutes and 53 seconds, the time of that goal. I said it and we heard it from the coach in the pregame. That's one of those players you cannot give space, and that was just a misplay by the Warriors and it led to a breakaway. So 6-1 is the lead. Now for Wausau West. Blue Jacks in their own zone. Get it up to center. Now through center. Jackson Pierce. Pierce trying to get around the defender, but good work that time by Shane Jones for the Warriors. Puck is banged off the boards, but not out. Warriors now trying to clear their zone. And now finally up to center ice. Here comes Wausau West. With it is Alex Fail. Fail thrown in front. Good pass in front. Oh, and a shot goes over the crossbar. Deflected as coming in front with Parker Barrero. A nice feed that time by Fail. Oh, and actually, it was not Barrero. That was number 22, not 23. That was Rowan Robbins. Rowan Robbins took that feed. Long outlet by the Blue Jacks does not connect. And that will turn into a icing. So icing on the Blue Jacks. For Jackson Poggle, I should say for Zach Poggle, that's his 19th goal of the season. Face off to the right of EMU goaltender Chase Klebanow. The running clock is ended, so we're back to normal timing with a 5-goal game. Tegan Rasmus fires a shot, gets blocked. Puck is still battled for. Picked up now by Caden Boleyn. Puck moved off the far side boards. Picked up by the Blue Jacks and back up the center. Taken by Drake Kuharski. Kuharski trying to work his way back in, rolls it to the left corner. Now the Blue Jacks deep in their own zone. Puck moved to the far side boards and Brody Klebanow. Brody Klebanow chips it up to center. Puck is still bouncing around between the blue lines. Now picked up by Kate Damrell. Damrell into the zone. Damrell trying to move the puck to his forehand. Lost it into the right corner. Puck is still deep in the Blue Jack zone. Goes in behind the cage. Hendricks Damrell. Damrell stick handles. Has the puck knocked away and stolen. Back up ice comes EMU. Crossing the red line and dumping it in deep is Brody Klebanow for EMU. Now the Warriors have to come all the way back from their own zone. Puck up to center. Hendricks Damrell trying to backhand it in. Now Caden Boleyn gets it in deep. Behind the cage, play by Liam Zadroik. Turns it over, shot, save, rebound in front. Chopping at it is Caden Damrell, but could not get control of it. And jumping on it was Chase Klebanow for EMU. That will stop the clock with 10-10 to go in the second period. 6-1 lead for Wausau West. Again, Thursday night, Warriors and DC Everest here from Marathon Park. 6:50 airtime right here on 98.9 WXCO. Puck is battle for in behind the cage. Cooper DePoit fighting for it now for Wausau West. DePoit still working for it. Now gets knocked down and the puck taken away by EMU. Now the Blue Jets pass a little off target. Warriors will chip it back into the EMU zone. EMU trying to reset. Pass goes all the way down ice. Takes a deflection, so no icing. Played by the goaltender, Scalcucci. He'll get it up quickly. Now Wausau West trying to work into the zone. Here comes Cooper DePoit. Comes in front, a shot! It's behind the goalie and then tapped home! Actually, that was not DePoit. That was Crass with the shot, and then Cooper DePoit able to poke it home. Crass had the break-in. Klebanow stopped it, and it got past him. It stopped a few inches from the goal line, and then coming in and cleaning it up for his second goal of the game is Cooper DePoit, and the Warriors lead 7-1 with 9:34 to go in period number two. The time of that even strength goal. But following up was Cooper DePoit to get probably one of his easiest goals. Now the Warriors back into the offensive zone. On the near side boards, DePoit back to the point. Shea Jones. Jones moves it over to Rohde. Rohde a shot. Glove down. Held on to by Klebanow. So offensive zone draw here for the Warriors. Back to a running clock because of the 6-goal lead. Faceoff taken by the Warriors at the point. Drake Kuharski. Puck is now in behind the cage, whipped along the boards by the Blue Jacks. Warriors will keep it in. Jake Hayne. Hayne now over to Parker Barrero. Trying to work his way in. Could not get a shot off. Get the official scoring. Well, they got Cooper's name. Right. And Julian Scalcucci will get an assist. He started that play. So Julian Scalcucci on the score sheet. Oh, a shot for the Blue Jacks and a stop made by Scalcucci as the net is knocked off its moorings. But that play started because Julian fed the puck up the center ice, started that rush up ice for the Warriors. So in addition to the save totals tonight, we'll get to talk about a point on an assist for Julian Scalcucci. 8 minutes to go, second period, 7-1, Wausau West. Puck is played by Alex Vail, had it knocked away. But there to pick it up are the Warriors and banged off the boards through center ice. Blue Jacks will chase it down, pass up the center, take it away. Here comes Shea Jones. Jones trying to feed it forward. He gives it away. Right now, a lot of giveaway. We're seeing the teams go a little deeper into their bench as well. Alex Vail throwing his body around along the near side boards. Still a battle for that puck. Now picked up again by Barrero. Barrero throws it in front. Loose between the circles. Cleared aside by the Blue Jacks. Back to center ice. Shea Jones, his pass could not connect with Alex Vail. And that will turn it into an icing on the Warriors. Looking at the rest of the regular season for the Warriors. Thursday, home against DC Everest. Monday of next week, makeup game against Eau Claire North. The game has been moved here to Marathon Park. Tuesday, Warriors home against Wisconsin Rapids. And then a week from Thursday, wrap up the regular season on the road at Neenah Hortonville Menasha. All of those games will be broadcast live on 98.9 WXCO. Shot from the point, stick to side by Julian Scalcucci. Gets caught up in the netting, and another faceoff coming up. .638 to go, second period. 7-1 Warriors. Warriors looking to move to 6-2 and move into second place in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. But second place will be on the line Thursday against DCE. Still trying to get this faceoff going. Braylon Stanky taking the draw here for the Warriors. Puck off the far side boards, back to center ice. Played by EMU. They will roll it back into the Warriors' zone, played by Tegan Rasmus. Rasmus moves it off the far side boards, Stanky trying to get to it for the Warriors. Fights for it in front of the penalty box area. Comes loose. Now the Warriors regain control. Right-hand side, Rasmus. His pass could not connect with Alex Fale. But it does roll into the East Merrill United zone. Puck is played by the Blue Jacks below their own goal line. Trying to find some room to maneuver. Puck is deflected up to center. Joe Gravine will just dump it right back in on net. Locking it to the far corner is Klebanow. Again, the Blue Jacks is having a hard time clearing the zone right now. Back at the left point, kept in by Joe Gravine. He'll dump it in below the goal line again. Puck is played by EMU, moved towards the far corner, but taken away. Warriors get it back. Now in front, between the circles. With it is Cade Damrow. His shot gets deflected wide of the far side pipe. Warriors keep in control. With it is Tegan Rasmus. Shot is off the mark. Rebound battle for behind the cage. And now the puck gets caught up in the netting. And that will lead to a whistle and a stoppage in play. Five minutes even to go in the second period. 7-1. Really nice crowd. And again, this is a reason why when folks talk about tournaments and non-conference games, the conference games, the home-and-home in the conference, is still the way to go. Shea Jones fires a shot. Right pass, a rebound. Oh, an opportunity for Cade Damrow, but could not get the shot on net. Cade still fighting for it. Thrown in front. Intended for Caden Boleyn. Whiffs on the deflection. And now EMU back up ice. Up the left-hand side. Into the zone now comes Poggle. Poggle thrown in front. Shot is stopped. Rebound and a goal for Jackson Pierce. It was a soft shot for Zach Poggle. Stopping it was Scalcucci, but the deflection came right to Jackson Pierce, and he's able to knock it into an empty net, make it 7-2 with 4:25 to go in the second period. Well, the Blue Jacks don't like that running clock. So the sophomore Jackson Pierce on the score sheet for the Blue Jacks. Puck is battle for at neutral. Cooper to point. Flipped high in the air. Joe Gravine fighting for it. Now the Blue Jacks get it back and roll it into the Wausau West zone. Julian Scalcucci will whip it along the near side boards. Chase Crass trying to dig it out for Wausau West. Puck in behind the cage. Joe Gravine. Gravine, headman pass up to center ice. Deflected away. Now played again by the Warriors. Here comes Cooper to point. To point to Chase Crass. Crass in the right corner. Crass behind the cage. Crass still chases it down left-hand side. Back to Gravine. Gravine's shot gets blocked. Joe gets it back. Gravine will backhand it in deep. Behind the cage, Owen Pergalski. Also there now is Cooper DePoit. DePoit trying to work his way in front. DePoit now gets knocked off. And now a whistle and a penalty coming up as getting knocked down behind the play, I think, is Owen Pergalski. He's a little slow to get up. Yeah, that's Owen Pergalski below the goal line behind the East Merrill United cage. And a power play coming up for Wausau West. Liam Zadroik will be going into the sin bin now for the Blue Jacks. Owen Pergalski is up, and he's going to skate slowly back to the Wausau West bench. So with 3:51 to go in period number two, Warriors will get the 5-on-4 power play. Face off to the right of Chase Klebanow in net. Warriors win the draw. Back to the point. With it is Jones. Moves it near side. One-timer. Cooper to point. But gloved down by the goaltender Klebanow.
Score by number 19, Jaden Yockey. With an assist from number 17, Zach Poggle.
They call announcing Caden Yockey. I thought that was Pierce. But nevertheless, Warriors a shot in front. Yep. I may be getting old. The eyes are not that bad. It was Jackson Pierce. Yankee will get an assist along with Zach Poggle. Face off to the right of Chase Klebanow in net for the Blue Jacks. Win on the draw for West. Left hand side Jones. Left face off circle. There's a shot wide of the cage attempted by Chase Crass. Gets deflected out of play. And another face off coming up. Excuse me. 3:31 to go, second period. 1:40 to go on the Warrior power play. Faceoff is fought for. Kept in by the Warriors. With it is Hendricks Damrell.
Two-minute minor for interference.
Back to the point with his Cooper DePoit. Left-hand side to Jones. Back to DePoit. Moves it down low. Deflected behind the cage. Puck is now deflected to the right-hand side. Still fighting for that rolling puck is Hendricks Damrell. Now there is Teagan Rasmus. Rasmus trying to work his way in front. Rasmus gets taken down. Gets a shot off, but another penalty coming up on EMU. Good work. The defenseman, Teagan Rasmus, working to get the puck in the right corner, then cutting to the front of the net, got taken down. And a 5-on-3 power play coming up for the Warriors as Riker Remington going into the box for EMU. Hendricks Damrell will take this draw here for the Warriors. Puck along the near side boards. With it is Caden Boleyn. Behind the cage, Cade Damrell. Cade back to the left point. Now moved right-hand side, Joe Gravine to Rohde. Ethan Rohde back to Gravine. Gravine, right face-off circle, thrown in front. Oh, nice idea, but not able to deflect it home was Cade Damrell. Left point again, Ethan Rohde moves it left corner. His pass knocked away and cleared by the Blue Jacks. You can see the shoulders sag on the Warrior bench with the coaches when that puck got cleared. Now Wausau West quickly back up ice, Cade Damrell. Damrell throws in front, looking for a deflection from Gravine, goes wide. On the near side, Caden Boleyn. Boleyn behind the cage, back to Caden. Caden moves it left-hand side, deflected nicely by Jackson Pierce for EMU. Puck below the goal line again. With it is Cade Damrell. Thrown in front, beautiful feed, but a big stop made by Clevenall. Hendricks Damrell, back to Caden Boleyn. Boleyn trying to throw it in front. Now glove down, Hendricks Damrell, who could not get the shot off. Joe Gravine now moves it left. Rohde. Rohde moves it left corner. 4 seconds on the 5-on-3. Now on the right-hand side, Caden Boleyn. Back to the point. Rohde. Left-hand side. Puck deflected away. Hendricks Damrell. Damrell back to the point. Ethan Rohde. Rohde thrown in front. One-timer wide from Caden Boleyn. In the left corner, Rohde thrown in front. Deflects off a skate to the near side boards. Grabbed by the Blue Jacks and cleared. 25 seconds to go on the power play here for the Warriors. Into the zone again. Cade Damrell. Damrell behind the cage. Damrell thrown in front. Whiffing is Hendricks Damrell. Second chance, shoots and scores. Whiffing on the first chance was Hendricks Damrell. Then control the puck, move to the bottom of the right faceoff circle, and rips it home with 10 seconds to go on the power play. And the Warriors now lead 8-2, 15 minutes and 47 seconds, the time of that goal. Probably took a little more time than the Warriors wanted to with that significant 5-on-3, but in the end, able to get a goal. There's the faceoff. Back to running clock. Xander DeBio, left faceoff circle. Shot blocked in front. Taken away by EMU. Puck along the far side boards. Puck is in front. Jake Kane trying to control it. Unable to do so. In behind the net, Riker Remington. Remington moves it to the far side. Puck is still battled for. Still fought for along the boards. Puck is now played by the Blue Jacks and Connor Zadroik. Gets it ahead. Now through center, Parker Klebanow. Klebanow into the offensive zone for EMU. Rolls it in deep, below the goal line, right-hand side. Centering pass gets deflected, goes all the way back into the EMU zone. Played by the goaltender, Chase Klebanow, back to center. Taken there by Finn Richard for the Warriors, and he'll roll it back into the zone. Trying to chase it down is Jake Kane for Wausau West. Puck moved to the left-hand side. Puck in behind the cage, played by EMU. Down to 15 seconds to go in the period.
Score by number four.
Banged off the boards, back to the point, kept in. 7 seconds in the period.
Time of the goal, 15:47.
As the period comes to an end. So 8-2, Wausau West at the end of two periods of play. We will come back, recap all the scoring of this one. Maybe report on this sliming of the coaches as well. Part of the fundraiser tonight for Wausau Youth Hockey. But second intermission, Warriors 8, Blue Jacks 2. This is Wausau West Warrior High School Hockey on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club is a proud supporter of our broadcast of Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club would also like to thank their program sponsors for helping support the Wausau West Hockey Program and the Wausau West Hockey Invitational. Those sponsors include Goldline Golf and Hockey and Troy's TikTok. Please pay a visit to those businesses and thank them for their support of Wausau West Warrior Hockey.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites. We're about building our community, too. That's why, for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.